All right, we're back with another episode, episode 3 for Nothing But Nonsense. It's me, Nick, your host, and we finally got back. Chris Boma, how you been, buddy?
Oh, I've been all right, bud. Just enjoying this Phoenix cold weather while we had it.
Is it cold over there?
It was. Now we're, you know, getting to murder oven temperature.
Oh, yeah, I'm over here in Houston. I haven't been home in a long time. It's been almost a year.
Yeah, it's definitely been a while. That's, you know, it's really why we took kind of like a 8-9 month pause.
Mm-hmm. I know we did Nothing But Nonsense the first episode, and then it was like April 2nd that premiered, and then life got in the way, man. You know, life happens.
You know, like, that's the thing, man. It's like, you never know what tomorrow brings. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, exactly. So I heard he was on a fishing trip. How was that?
Oh man, the fish trip was so fun. And actually, as a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll send Nick the pictures. That way, you guys can see them on the Instagram and all that kind of stuff. But we went down to Lake Havasu.
All right.
Been there. Got in Monday, left Thursday evening. But man, it was a journey, man. One of the guys I was with put a 16-pound bag of ice in our shiners, mm-hmm. and he shocked them all, killed every single one of them. I mean, we had 300 shiners. I think he killed all 300 of them.
Wow.
But, you know, he shocked them. So, you know, we gave him a minute, put, you know, warm water in the bait bucket, brought him back to life a little bit.
How did he put the ice? Like, what was going on there?
So if you put a little bit of ice, yeah. When I say a little bit, Nick, I'm talking like a handful. Okay.
Okay.
And what it does is it like releases like air bubbles and all kinds of stuff. Right. So it helps the fish breathe, helps keep them alive, yeah. Because we wasn't using them till the next morning. Okay. Mm-hmm. So after he put a 16-pound bag of ice in it, shocked them all, put warm water, all that kind of stuff, they was coming back a little bit. So what I done was I went to the bait bucket, and this stuff, it's like crack, but for fish.
Right.
Okay. So you put these blue pebbles in there, put a couple other aerators in there, brought our fish back to life. Thank God. Because our trip would have been ruined.
That would have been bad.
But nah, man, you know what, dude, we must have brought in those 2 days, probably 30, 35 fish we brought in.
That's good. That's
the smallmouth bass was stupid big for a smallmouth bass.
Any double digits?
We caught one striper that was at least 15 pounds.
No way. Was that your line?
No, that was my brother-in-law's line. Brother-in-law killed the striper. I killed smallmouth and largemouth. Every 5 minutes, I was hooking up to a fish to where the boys told me, "You stop fishing. You captain our boat now."
Wow.
So like 30 minutes went by and no one caught a single fish.
Man.
So I was like, I'm going to show you guys how to fish. Put a shiner on the mm-hmm. hook, drew it out. 2 minutes later, I brought in a 7-pound largemouth. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
But man, it was a blast.
Well, I'm glad you had fun.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun doing it. Can't wait to go back next year for spring break. I'm going to be honest.
All right, cool, cool. Did you guys get a room? Did you guys stay in a boat?
We had I rented us an Airbnb.
Okay.
Very nice house. You know, it was $100 a day, which was really cheap, especially during spring break time. But, you know, the house was convenient, a little far from the water. We was about 10 minutes from the water, but, you know, it still wasn't bad.
It's not too terrible.
So, no, the Airbnb we stood in was very nice. The boat rental was, like, super, super easy. We went. It was like a boat dealership, you know. And
I thought you guys had your own boat. I thought you guys took a boat with you guys.
No, we rented one.
So, you guys are not real fishermen. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the boys here have bass boats, and we had 8 guys. So, we ended up renting us a pontoon boat.
Should have got John.
You know, I forgot about John. I'm gonna be honest with you. I really did.
Center console, man, you guys have killed it.
I forgot about John. But no, we rented us a pontoon. It was, everything was real easy. It was honestly probably one of the smoothest trips that I've been on in my entire life.
Good. Well, I'm glad you guys had fun. Glad you guys caught some fish.
Yes, sir.
Get away from the family. You know, everybody needs that, you know, that me time.
Yes, sir. How's everything going on that side of the world?
Everything's going good. You know, the past year, I spent 4 months in Florida. I spent 5 or 6 months here in Houston right now. Man, you know, just trying to make the best of the situation I'm in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's all we can really do. What about any news, man? You heard of any news going on?
You know, you want to hear some? How about, you know, you guys watch the Oscars? Talk about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I was in the car on my way to, I think I was on my way to the casino. And my wife's like, wow, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of Chris Rock. And we're like, what are you talking about? You know, we watched the video. I watched it over and over and over again.
Dude, I'm on TikTok. It's every page is, every meme, everything is slapping for everything.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing about it, though. Okay? Yes, I know they have a agreement about their marriage. Mm-hmm. Okay? But I mean, you know, honestly, in my opinion, it was an inappropriate joke that Chris Rock made. I'm going to be honest.
I mean, whoever listened to it, it was a G.I. Jane joke, man. I mean,
he just lost
it for no reason. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, but see, you got to understand it, though, from like his point of view. Like, she felt like really super duper uncomfortable after that joke went out. You know, I mean, it could have been avoided. It could have been, you know, some kind of different joke. It could have been, if it was a joke towards Will Smith, he wouldn't have cared. You know what I'm saying? But he made the lady feel uncomfortable.
You know,
she was out of her comfort zone and everything. And would I have walked up on the stage, slapped him like that? Probably not. But... Mm-hmm. You know, I would have approached it maybe a little differently, but Will Smith is that guy that don't mess with me. You know what I'm saying? Right. You don't want to mess with me. And he proved that.
Well, here's the thing, though. I don't know about you. I don't know about if you know. I see Will Smith just recently, a couple months ago, came out with his own book about his family, about everything, his life experiences, whatever.
Yes.
Real about Will Smith. Now, what he talks about in his book that when he was growing up, his father was a drunk and he would beat his mother. And he, like, of course, at the time, he was like a kid. He couldn't do nothing about it. He felt hopeless. He felt like a coward.
Right.
And that was the most part of his life that he was struggling the most with. So I think from then on, he's like, he can't be a coward no more. He can't struggle with it. So now he just overdoes it, I think. You know what I mean?
You know, I mean, it's, you know, some people are like that, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like you make fun of that person. Okay. It's a joke. Laugh, crack up, whatever. But, I mean, he basically made a joke about the woman being bald. You know? And is that a choice? It. Is that a choice for her to be bald?
But then again, she just went with it and just, you know, shaved her head. But the thing is, Will Smith is an actor, you know, rapper, whatever. He's also a comedian. So as a comedian perspective, you should understand, it's just jokes, man. You're a celebrity and all your friends are comedians, basically. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm really and truthfully, though, my personal opinion, I do think that one was kind of out of line. I have to say it.
And not to mention, 10 minutes later, he won his first Oscar for King Richard.
Well, I mean, it was a well-deserved Oscar win. It was well-deserved.
Do you think that the Academy should, I mean, consequences, should they take the Oscar from him? Should they, no. Like, what do you think?
No, I don't think so, because, Yes.
Should they have escorted him out? Should they have left him? Because they didn't do anything. Should they have like left him leave the audience? Or like, what do you think?
No. I mean, the guy basically made a joke. He made the woman feel very uncomfortable, very insecure because, okay, she had hair loss. So obviously it was a big thing for her to go and shave her head like that. You know what I'm saying? And it takes a lot for someone to develop comfort with being that way. You understand? So, you know, by him making that crack and making her feel uncomfortable, Will Smith felt like that's what he needed to do best because he, no matter what, at the end of the day, he felt like he had to defend her. I'm not against it. I would have done the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I probably would have done more to just slap him, you know, but for that incident, does he deserve to get his Oscar taken away? No, because he worked very hard for that Oscar. Now, do I see a change in the way people look at him? I do, because
he did come out with an apology though. Today, he did come out with an apology. He apologized to everybody.
Yes, he did. He did do his apology, but still, at the end of the day, there's always that one jackass that doesn't let things go. You know what I'm saying? So it's right now, it's his career that kind of could be affected by it because people look at Will Smith as...
For a slap? I mean, there's a lot worse.
Well, it's not a slap. It's public humiliation. It's not just
for
a slap.
For Chris Rock.
Yeah, for Chris Rock.
And he apologized, and if you heard his speech, he also apologized to Chris on the podium. I don't know. I think...
Yeah, but see, I'm not looking at the apology. I'm looking at the way people are today because people in today's world are way too sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, now let's say this. Let's say if this was back in 2010, okay? No one's going to hold it against him. They're all going to be with him like, oh, man, you shouldn't have cracked that joke this way, that way. Now, it's the complete opposite. You know? Now it's, why would you do that? Why would you slap him? Why would you do this? Why would you make a fool of yourself? Because people are too sensitive today.
In my offense,
and that's what this is about.
I think the Academy let it happen. They didn't do nothing, not let it happen, but do nothing about it because it is, you know, Will Smith.
We're talking about one of the biggest celebrities in our era.
In the world.
You know what I'm saying?
Who doesn't know Will Smith?
Yeah, in our era, that's one of the biggest people out there.
They're both big. I mean, who doesn't know Chris Rock, you know? I mean,
that's, you know, so honestly, though, do I see a minor impact? I do. I really do, because it's a public humiliation thing. You know, that's what I see.
I know. If there was to be a consequence at all, I would say maybe the Academy pay a fine or something. That's about it.
You know,
keep his Oscar, keep all that stuff. Just a fine.
I'm gonna be honest with you though. It's really not a fine worthy cause. You know what I'm saying? I mean, here's
the thing.
It's about the
network it's on. It's about the producers. It's about all. It's about the Academy's 90 years or 60 years reputation. That's what it's about.
Okay, but let me ask you this, though. Let's say he made that joke not at an Oscar. Let's say he was just doing stand-up comedy in a bar and said that. I guarantee you it would have been a lot more than a slap. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, too, is that it wasn't only the slap. It was also the swearing as well.
Oh yeah! Apparently, they cut the mics off because it was unscripted or something like that. It wasn't prepared for, and some other—I forgot who it was—some other place had the mics on or they bleeped it out, and you know, the cussing and doing, you could tell in his face when he was saying that he was pissed.
Oh, you didn't see the uncensored version?
I seen the uncensored version, but okay. I mean, yeah, but he was pissed. Like, he looks like he was turning red. He was red in the face.
Oh yeah, no, it was the
like, it's it was like so- that. Yeah, it's like that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Do I blame him? No. Do I hold something against him? No. It was something that he felt he had to do at that point in time, and with the things that his wife is going through, it was uncalled for, especially whenever you have a person that is just trying to get comfortable with what she's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it that joke was uncalled for.
Well, it is. Well, I don't know. I hear a lot worse jokes. It just depends on how you acted. You can't take things personal, especially with a professional comedian like that. And of course, he's one of your best friends, and you're a celebrity, so you should know. But you want to protect your lady. You want to, you know, whatever, respect her, all that stuff. But I understand.
Of course.
As of right now, you know, the Academy's investigating on what to do with this incident, so we're gonna leave it that as that right now. So when Mike was here on the second episode last week, we talked about the fact that, so this war has been happening in Russia and Ukraine. Ever since it happened, maybe a week prior, COVID doesn't exist anymore. Have you noticed that?
It doesn't.
Like, do you see any lines of getting tested, any signs of required mask anywhere?
Like, yes. No, Lake Havasu, we walked in somewhere in Lake Havasu, and we had to wear a mask. I forgot where it was. I don't remember. But we walked in. Where was it? Now it's bothering me. Where was it? Oh, because we walked in. We walked into to a casino. We pulled our boat into the marina. We walked into the casino, and the people there were, hey, if you want to be in here, you have to wear a mask. You have to wear a face covering.
Yeah, see, they'll tell you that, but they're not advertising it no more like they was. There's no sign, mask required. There is no, you have your vaccine. There is none of that. 3 months ago, there was lines and lines of people getting tested at a CVS, at a Walgreens. Nothing. Zero. Gone.
Yeah, it's...
They're not talking about it no more. It's like the whole COVID disappeared.
It's so, yeah, because there's something bigger. There's something bigger going on in the world right now. Actually, you know, they were saying that all the cases and everything dropped down to practically nothing. Somewhat getting back to normal.
A week ago, China actually has. Was it China? China actually got record high again on the cases, and they're considering shutting them down again.
Really?
Yep.
But I mean, that's where it all started, though.
I mean, well, how does it go away from them and then come back?
Because they're obviously doing something.
Like, that makes no sense. There's no way in the world our government's going to shut our country down again. There's no way. Because we can't come back from that. They're not going to do any more stimulus checks or unemployment. No way that's going to happen. I wish it would, though.
I mean, I really do wish it would. It'd be very nice.
With your stimulus, with your unemployment, with your PPP loans, people were living like kings and doing nothing. People were doing nothing. You know, you're making 400 hours a week doing nothing.
Eesh.
And when Trump was in office, people were getting like 1,200 a week.
You know, but the thing is, though, is that right now, everyone's worry should be getting the economy back in order. I mean, like,
you want to talk about economy? What right about this
now,
gas, bro?
Right now, dude, it's like, okay, so I drive a 2021 Acura RDX. It's a 4-cylinder turbo. Okay, and 3-4 months ago, dude, I'd put like $30 and I'm at half tank gas. Okay.
No, that thing's like $100 to fill up. Like, how big is your gas tank?
It's like 16, 17 gallons. So now I'm putting $50 to get 10 gallons of fuel. That's $5 a gallon. That's putting me a little bit over half a tank, the same as what $30 used to do. You know what I'm saying?
I have, my car. I have a Malibu, a little, sedan, 30, 32, 32 miles to a gallon. It cost me 25, 30 bucks to fill it up, and that thing would last me for like a week and a half. Now, 40 bucks to get half a tank.
Yeah, I mean it's everything's getting crazy. I mean me and a buddy of mine, we sat down a couple days ago. We had some sushi, okay? And this is what freaked my mind, like my mind blew here. We sat down, we ate some sushi, whatever. They bring us the check, bro, and the check says 9.2% tax.
That's right.
So I mean it's like things are starting to get out of hand. Like
Well,
it's starting to get to where it's like your average Joe, unless they have a big savings, it's gonna be pretty tough. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a tough
we talked
time.
about this before, last episode, how the cost of living went up 40%, 40% since 2021 until now.
Yeah.
How much does it cost you typically at a market to fill up the house of food? A
Four
loaf of
hundred.
bread, a loaf of bread used to cost what, $1.80 maybe? Now it's $4 for a loaf.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, you got to think too, man. I got a 4-year-old, so it's like whenever I go into the market, it's chips, it's snacks, it's
You
vegetables,
have, yeah,
it's
exactly. You have
everything.
a 4-year-old, you have a kid. Now, what about the family that has 3 kids? Like my sister has 3 kids. We have to buy 3 of everything.
That's that's what I'm saying. So it's like if it costs me 400 in the market to fill up the house, people with bigger families, it costs a lot more.
That's like a, like 800, 900 a week just at the market.
Yeah, it's all getting pretty crazy. I mean,
Between the cost
bro.
of living and the cost of gas, you could be home doing nothing and still spend the minimum 200 bucks
Yes. Yes.
doing
For
nothing.
me to leave to go hang out with my buddies, stuff like that. By the time I put gas in the car, by the time I get something to eat, I spent $200.
That's retarded.
And
That's
that's me. And
unbelievable.
here's the best part though. This is me eating like Taco Bell.
See, that the issue is with the grocery stores, the same thing happening with the restaurants. The price is going up on everything. They charge us more. Their inventory, their stocks, their the sushi place, the fish cost more now. You understand? It costs them more, so now we gotta get charged more. You
Yeah.
understand? The
Yeah.
truckers, there was a big, they were boycotting. There was a big, because they didn't want to spend the money for gas. So they stop, a lot of them stop doing the trucks because then and then the place ain't getting their inventory.
Well, yeah, because it costs it's less money that they're making now. You know, it's less
It's
money, it's a lot less money.
stupid. I mean, truckers make 10,000 like a month. Like they make a lot of money. Because I know that because I used to drive for Uber and I had a trucker guy. He made 15,000 a month every month. You know why? Because he's never home with his family. He's constantly on the road, maybe 6 months out of the year, maybe more.
That's, you know, but here's the thing though, you're making that kind of money now with everything rising, you're making a lot less money. But
100%.
here's the thing though too, is that this happened once before, okay? Many years ago, okay? And there wasn't that much inflation. And it all comes down to people being soft. That's what it is. I'm gonna be honest with you. Our era is just too soft to people.
Oh,
It's
100%.
the truth. They're just too soft. It's like before a slap on the wrist was like, you're gonna have to hit me harder than that. You know what I'm saying? Now a slap on the wrist is like next to murder.
Tell us
That's
with that.
how sensitive today's world is, and it's a tragedy because we're supposed to be the greatest country, the strongest country we're supposed to be. But our United States of American citizens are making us soft.
Well, I don't know, but everything's getting ridiculous. Everything is getting way overpriced. It's you can't afford to live. You can't even afford to die anymore. You know what I mean?
Everything is just ridiculous. Everything is just crazy. But I do got one thing that I got to put out here on this podcast.
All right. Okay?
And I am super excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, me personally, I have been a big Miami Dolphins fan.
Okay.
For a very, very long time.
Can we talk about Tyreek? We're talking about Tyreek.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew we were going to get to Tyreek. Oh, shit.
I cannot wait to see Tyreek Hill play for the Miami Dolphins. I am so ecstatic. I mean, dude, we're rebuilding our team. Oh, well, we could have done better than Teddy Bridgewater, I'm gonna be honest. But we picked up Chase Edmonds, we got Tyreek Hill. I mean, I'm so excited about it. But I mean a lot of teams made a lot of big changes. Like Kansas City, they got rid of Tyreek Hill, but they just now signed Juju Smith one-year contract.
Yeah.
What tripped me out the most was who they replaced Big Ben with. Yes, I know Big Ben retired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they got Trubisky as their quarterback now, the garbage quarterback for Chicago. I know all the Chicago Bears fans are excited he's not there anymore. But they put Trubisky to replace Big Ben, which was a tragedy deal to me.
Man, that's downgrading, bro. That's crazy.
You know, it's like it did not make any sense to me. And it's like even like the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills released Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley came in clutch last year because, I mean, Cole Beasley, every time he got something thrown to him, he got it. You know right. what I'm saying? Cole Beasley was an all-star player last year.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is it? Robinson. Allen Robinson now plays for the Rams, which he's going to do phenomenal on the Rams.
Mm-hmm. Where did Von Miller go?
Buffalo.
And then Deshaun Watson went to the Browns.
Yes. Well, so we're not fully sure on if Deshaun Watson is actually going to play yet.
Oh no.
He has a case against him.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So which it all comes down to everybody being too soft because 95% of the NFL does it. Okay. Probably 100% of the NFL does it.
Yeah.
Just some sensitive woman seen it and, oh, I'm going to ruin his career. A Karen did it. A Karen started it. I guarantee we don't even know
if it's even really did happen. You know, you know how easy it is to say one thing about an athlete, then their whole career blows up?
Yeah.
Remember Brett Favre?
Yeah, it was, you know, that's just, it's tragedy because he's a really good quarterback and I think he can do very, very good things. If worst case scenario, I was reading, I think it's like a 6-game suspension, which it's a lot. You just got signed somewhere and you're getting suspended for 45% of the NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be honest, though, he's going to have a solid team because Amari Cooper just now went there to Cleveland. Which they did get rid of Jarvis Landry, but I guess they got a better wideout. They got Amari Cooper. So, but I'm not gonna lie, a lot of crazy deals just like went on.
Matt Ryan and, went to Colts.
Yeah, Matt Ryan's playing for the Colts.
That was
now.
Crazy. I didn't expect that.
You know, I'll be honest with you.
John's freaking out right now.
but here's the thing, though. All right, Matt Ryan, he's a really, really good quarterback.
Right.
Obviously, the Falcons just wasn't the team for him. I mean, and the thing he played for the Falcons.
Matthew Stafford. Amazing quarterback. The Lions destroyed him for many years.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
it. Went to the Rams. Though. Boom. Super Bowl.
That's the thing. It's like one player can make a difference. Now, I really wish we still had Fitzpatrick as our quarterback for the Dolphins. Because I think Ryan Fitzpatrick with Chase Edmonds and Tyreek Hill, I think, would be unbeatable. Teddy Bridgewater, I'm not a big fan of him. But the thing is that now he has a top-tier wide receiver to throw to. And we still got Mike Gesicki. So, I mean, we still have a pretty solid tight end.
Well, yeah.
So, I'm gonna tell you the truth, though. Bridgewater does us some good.
I'm going to tell you the truth, though. We have Bridgewater because Vikings fan. He was never the same after that injury where he almost lost his leg.
That's, you know, well, injuries like that change a player beyond.
Yeah, but that was a non-contact injury. He just fell to the floor, and he almost lost his leg. And ever since that happened, he was never the same quarterback.
Now, you know who the Denver Broncos got, right?
Remind me.
Denver Broncos picked up Russell Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that. That was a big one. That's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, I'm excited to see what these teams are going to be.
He beat them in a Super Bowl like 6 years ago.
Yes. No.
That was a blowout, wasn't it?
Was it? No. The Super Bowl you're talking about was Carolina and Denver.
No. That was Seattle Broncos. Google it right now. Peyton Manning was playing. I forgot. I think it was a blowout.
The one I remember with the Broncos and Peyton Manning was Carolina.
Yeah, that was Super Bowl 50. This was before, like 2 years before that, I think.
Let's see.
It was the only one Russell Wilson won.
Let's see. Let's see what it was. It was, wow.
It was a blowout, right?
Yeah, it was 43-8.
Yeah, disaster.
February 2nd, 2014.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know.
I remember watching everything in that game. I remember watching was like so bad for the Broncos. Missed snap ball, no communication. Everything was bad.
You know, it was his year. I'm going to be honest with you. It was meant for Russell Wilson to win that year. So, I'm pretty excited to see what happens with the new NFL season.
Yeah, we got rid of Mike Zimmer.
Okay.
Yeah, we got, what was his name? He was playing with the Rams. He just won the Super Bowl, and then he came to us.
He was playing for the Rams.
He was O'Brien. O'Brien.
Okay, yeah.
He's our head coach now.
Yes. Actually, you know what, though? That guy, I really liked him as a head coach. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think he was a big part of it. Yes, the players, don't get me wrong, but I think that head coach was a big part of everything from the Rams.
Him and Kirk Cousins worked together with the Redskins in Washington a couple years ago.
Yeah, actually, the Redskins had another name change.
It is called Washington
Commanders.
Commanders, yeah.
Yes, the Washington Commanders. But everyone will forever know them as the Redskins.
I mean, it's better than the Washington football team. Sounds like a college team.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. See, the Raiders picked up Devontae Adams. So Derek Carr and Devontae Adams used to play college football together. So they're excited to be reunited. Which the Raiders definitely needed another wideout ever since Henry Ruggs done his thing and went to jail.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited for the football season coming up this year.
Oh, not to mention Peyton Manning is extremely mad at Tom Brady for coming back. Did you see the quote he said?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I really hate because Tom Brady's coming back. Don't get me wrong. Tom Brady, he's the GOAT. Okay. Every sport has their guy that they're gonna, that like they're just known for. You know what I'm saying? Like you say NFL, some people are gonna say Peyton Manning, some people are gonna say Tom Brady. Okay. You say NBA, okay. Kobe, LeBron, Magic, Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying?
You know.
Yeah, so it's like Tom Brady was a big face to the NFL, and all he had to do was go away with his little parade that they threw.
He couldn't ride off into the sunset and leave like that? He couldn't do it?
I wish he would have. Everybody, I really do wish he would have.
What was that quote someone said? Thank God for coming back. I don't want to be the person that caught the last ball. I forgot who it was.
I you know what, dude? Here's the deal. That just shows that you're too much into yourself, and you do believe you're the best. If you was the best, absolutely the best, you would have won your Super Bowl your final season. You should have won your Super Bowl your final season. You had the team, you had the power, you had everything you needed. Okay. And you didn't do it. Okay, so basically he said he has unfinished business with the NFL.
Who said that? Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
I don't know about that, though. I know he left a quote. Like,
wow, Ty Montgomery's going to went to New England. Wow. Huh. But.
Well, here's the quote. Here's the quote Peyton Manning said about him coming back. I want the letter back. You got to read all those nice things. I want the bottle of wine back too.
I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, it's like everyone, like, all right, you're retired 22 years into the NFL, and then all of a sudden you change your mind. It's not something.
Well,
that you
Brett
can
Favre
just...
did it. Remember what Brett Favre did? He retired for the Packers, and then he went to the Vikings, the biggest rival there is.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Yeah, okay, don't get me wrong. Brett Favre was a big time quarterback. But Tom Brady retiring,
that would have changed the whole game.
People literally thought that Tom Brady was like, this man ain't never retiring. This guy's going to die as a quarterback. He's going to be 90-year-old throwing a football for Tampa Bay.
There has to be an age limit where you can't play no more. They have to do an age limit. I think that's what should be the rules in the NFL. At age 38, you have to retire.
Yeah, but see, then that goes a lot for the NBA too. I mean, look at LeBron. He's 38-year-old.
But football's more of a contact sport.
Don't get me wrong. Basketball is too. Don't think it's not. Basketball is too. You don't get hit that hard.
But you accidentally, an elbow, yeah, you bust the nose, stuff like that. But you're literally having a 500-pound dude running at you. That's their job.
You know, I mean, that's maybe he, I don't know.
There has to be an age limit. They should put that. The commissioner should put that as their age limit in the NFL to retire.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I whenever I seen he retired, I was happy because I was just tired of seeing Tom Brady. I was tired of seeing it for 20 years. You watch Tom Brady play. You know what I'm saying? Just give somebody else the damn thing now and just. Let your legacy go on, because here's the thing.
No, okay. he wants the Bucks to be the new dynasty now. That's what's gonna happen.
Okay, but watch this though. Let's say you come back, right? All these teams are rebuilding. Okay, they're all making major roster changes. Buffalo did. Oakland is. The Dolphins are. The Rams made a lot of big time changes. Kansas City made a lot of big time changes. You know what I'm saying? So you have a lot of really, really strong teams that you're expecting to play against that's younger and faster than you are. You know what I'm saying? So here's the deal. Did you literally come back to the NFL to lose another season? I will put that out here before the season starts. Tom Brady's not winning a Super Bowl. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to come back, win a Super Bowl, and leave on that. Peace. That's what he wants to do. It ain't going to happen.
I know. I think it's going to be another Rams. But then again, Von Miller did leave. He was a big asset.
Von Miller was a major asset. But
who else left? Someone else retired. I can't remember. Not retired, but left. I don't remember who it was.
From the Rams.
Aaron Donald said he might retire.
Aaron Donald might retire. Aaron Donald, I'm gonna be honest with you, wasn't really a big face to the league. I mean, there's a lot bigger quarterbacks than Aaron Donald. You know what I'm saying?
Quarterback? No. Aaron Donald. Who? Not Aaron Donald. What was it? What was his name? I can't think. Hold on. Who else was it?
For the Rams?
Yeah. Defense.
Oh, yeah, it was Aaron Donald. I'm thinking of Sam Darnold. Is it Sam Darnold? Yeah,
Aaron
thinking
Donald.
About.
That's who it was.
Aaron Donald.
Quarterback?
Yes.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I was thinking of Sam, not Aaron Donald. Wow, the Rams locked up Matthew Stafford with $160 million.
Oh,
deal.
That guy got so paid. Oh, my God. He lost his mind. I think he just got married.
Let's see. Allen Robinson's joined the Rams.
You know
so
what?
So the Rams are going to have Allen Robinson, and they're going to have OBJ. And they got the other guy. What's his name? I can't believe I can't say his name right now. Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp, yeah.
I mean, the Rams are going to have – it's a pretty tough team to beat. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to be honest with you. It was I was so surprised that Cincinnati came out of nowhere and just made it. They played really good.
Cincinnati is a really
good
team.
I do like Joe Burrow. I do like Joe Burrow, though. I do like
him. I'm a fan of Burrow.
But when the Super Bowl was going on, I kind of wanted them both to win. But I did want Matthew Stafford to win more because he's so well deserved for a Super Bowl. But
yes.
You remember how he won though? 4 minutes left, fourth quarter. He rushed it and rushed it and went all the way down because that's who he is. That's what he does.
That's what it takes, man. I mean, it takes a lot of heart to play this sport, and it takes a lot of your heart, not your head. That's the thing about Tom Brady. It's not a heart thing for him anymore. He's too much in his head. He wants to come back this year, win a Super Bowl, and leave. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's cocky. It's all it is.
I don't know. Everybody was really pissed off. I mean, everybody wrote nice tributes. You know, thank God. Thank for this. Thank you for the years. And now he's going to come back. You can't do that again. I mean, that's only a one-time thing.
It's, you know, it's like
people write nice letters. Peyton Manning, he got a little salty. He wanted it all back.
Guess what, man? These people, they go, they do things for you. They do. And then it's like all of a sudden, well, I changed my mind.
I think it's more like Tom Brady stood home for 3 months, like, I'm bored.
You know, I mean, it very well could have been, but, you know, but I don't know, man. I'm excited to see what the NFL season brings us this year. The NBA is always good. I freaked out because I seen James Harden went to Philly. I never knew that till yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sports, man. When it's on, we're killing it. I'm just excited. We got Tyreek Hill. We got one of the fastest receivers in the NFL. I'm ecstatic about it.
But we're going to see what happens.
I don't know, man. It's pretty crazy stuff. I'm excited about it.
Well, it was good. It was good to. I'm so excited to bring this podcast back, man. I really am. So we need to do this more. We need to. Don't know if we're doing this more than 1 week right now. We're still kind of, you know, figuring out schedules and whatever.
Schedule's definitely been pretty tight and is going to be tight. I do have a few trips planned out later on in the month, really.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll work it out. We'll work it out. That's why it's nothing but nonsense. You can do it however many times a week you want. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. So I'm excited to get back into it. I've been wanting to get back into it, but I mean, it's just, it's, you know, a lot on our plate right now. It's,
you know, like I said, life gets in the way, man. You got to do what you got to do.
Yes. But, I mean, here's what you guys do, man. Share this podcast on all your platforms, on all your Twitters, your Instagrams, your TikToks, all that kind of good stuff. Make sure to go follow us on our TikToks, our Instagrams, Twitters, you name it, we got it. Nothing but nonsense. And
you know, we once I get back in town, once I get back home, we're gonna do that. We're gonna do the golfing thing again. Par buddies, we're gonna set that up again.
Oh man, I would absolutely love to get that starter back up again. Actually, I've been wanting to see about doing like a little fishing one, because I want to do. I know we're a little bit past our time, but this is gonna be quick.
Yeah.
So during my Lake Havasu trip, I really got into wanting to buy me a boat. Okay. But
is the missus gonna allow that, or like?
It's my money. It's okay.
Oh, listen, you can't do that whole my, it's 2022 now. You can't do that whole my money, your money thing.
I guess. But dude, I went and I built me a boat, I think through Pathfinder boats. I built the boat I wanted, the depth finders, the power poles, the interior, the vinyls, everything. And the boat was like $75,000.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy me an older boat. Okay. And
a little too much. I'm going to older boat now.
Well, see, because here's the thing, is that a boat, it floats, okay? Now, what makes your boats more expensive is engine, power poles, depth finders, fish finders, trolling motors. To get a badass trolling motor is like $2,200.
John's was $25.
Yeah, so I mean, it's an expensive thing. So it's like, all right, yeah, I can spend $75,000 on this brand new boat, or I can find me a boat for 10 grand or less and put all of the trollers, fish finders, depth finders, power poles, put the engine I want, and I will still be around 20 grand or less into my boat. And I built it that way.
If you want to get a boat, talk to John. If you know, get some good deals over here in Texas, especially Florida.
Yeah, so whenever I do start my process on my boat build, it is going to be a journey that I'm going to take everybody along with me. So I've been actually doing some thinking on the par five buddies thing.
Okay.
On doing, yes, still the golf thing. The golf thing is fun. I mean, me and Nick, or Nick and I, I'm sorry, we grew up playing the sport.
Yeah.
My grandfather and his father just like eat, sleep, breathe golf. Okay. So that's something that we're always going to do. But doing the fishing thing is really fun. Doing the boat build is going to be a blast. And I would love for you guys to join me in my journey for it.
Go ahead. Your boat thing, your fishing thing, I think we want to vlog it. I think it's going to be like exclusive like YouTube content.
Yeah, it's going to be just like YouTube only. You know what I'm saying? You'll probably find some lives or something on TikTok or Instagram, but it's mainly going to be YouTube action. Definitely in the meantime, give us a like on this podcast, share this podcast for us. We really do appreciate it. And you guys will be hearing from us next week. And hopefully Will Smith doesn't slap anybody else.
I hope he does. Well, appreciate you coming back, Chris. You know, we missed you on the last episode, but Mike took your place. He did a pretty good job. So come on back next week. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Nothing But Nonsense Podcast. Follow us on all the platforms, social media, Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. This will be uploaded very shortly. Chris, anything you want to say before we go?
Love, peace, chicken grease, y'all.
All right. Thanks again, guys. Peace out.
Later.